Hello, this is Paige Estritori with your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Sunday, August 4th, 2024, and we have got some updates that would definitely catch your attention. We'll kick things off with a noteworthy ruling from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. Two farmhouse owners recently sought payouts for earthquake damage insurance claims, but their requests were dismissed due to pre-existing property faults. These rural homes were affected by a 5.4 magnitude shaker back in November 2018. Despite an argument that the quake exacerbated prior conditions, the authority sided with Allianz Insurance, nodding to the substantial outer wear and tear and foundation instability. This points out a crucial learning for all of us. It is important to keep an eye on any improvements or changes on our properties to guarantee we are fully covered in unfortunate circumstances. Next up, we've got the Albanese government prioritizing more affordable and accessible financial advice to combat the escalating issue of financial scams. These frauds have cost Australians a hefty $2.74 billion last year alone. Minister for Financial Services, Stephen Jones, underlined the role of the National Anti-Scam Centre, generously funded with $58 million from the federal budget. Early interventions by the centre have led to an impressive 29% decrease in investment scam losses. Moreover, Mr. Jones called out tech giants like Meta for hosting scam advertisements, magnifying the moral responsibility of digital platforms in the prevention of financial scams. Next, we transition to some grim news for Australian renters. Current economic circumstances and severe housing shortages are escalating rental costs. Dating back 2 years, rental prices, particularly for units, have skyrocketed by 22%, outpacing income growth and eating into 32.2% of household incomes on average. High migration inflow and insufficient housing construction exacerbate the problem, with a setback potentially reaching 300,000 dwellings. As rental costs impact CPI inflation, specialists like Shane Oliver propose synchronizing migration with housing supply to possibly mitigate this situation. Until then, renters are likely to continue feeling the squeeze, exacerbating persisting economic disparity. Finally, pay heed if you are in the financial advisory sector. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or AASIC, is enforcing stringent measures to verify financial advisor records on the Financial Advisors Register. From August 1st this year, AASIC introduced compliance programs to affirm advisors' qualifications, kicking in penalty measures for any falsified or exaggerated information. Advisors will be required to meet qualification standards via AASIC-approved pathways by January 1st, 2026. AASIC emphasizes on the significance of accurate AFSL record keeping to uphold trust in the financial advisory profession. This wraps the key highlights for today. For more insights, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori, and that was your daily financial services news wrap.